Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is the B segment, specifically 987B, and we have a sensational guest for you. The B's are always the guests, the A's, the latest news of the week, and what it means to you and to me, so that we can live at the top of our curves till very near the end. As usual, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. Want to have some fun? Take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. You can go to MyPersona, MyPersona.com. And now let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Actually, I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself. But I ran into a guy named George Stagnati when he was working at a company that made omega-3. And I was interested, how can we increase the omega-3 in our brain? Can we take a supplement to do that? That's where I ran into George. But before we get to that, I should tell you last week's guest, Jennifer Tyler Lee, author of Half the Sugar, All the Love. Some of my favorites, Neil Barnard, The Body in Balance is 980B, and probably one of my all-time favorites, of course, David Sinclair, 968B, Lifespan, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have To, and Catherine Eban, 947B. That's an old one. It's practically a year old, but it is sensational. Bottle of Lies, the inside story of the generic drug boom. So let's go back to George Stagnati talking about something that I had never even considered till I ran into him again. That is bovine colostrum. So first of all, George, how did you get to, if you will, the company that makes bovine or processes bovine colostrum? I guess it's called Pantherix, P-A-N-T-H-E-R-Y-X. How did you get to that company?
Yes. Well, thank you, Dr. Roizen, and thank you for joining you today. It's a pleasure. I first became interested, not unlike you mentioned up front with respect to DHA and things that had profound impact, nutritional impact and value to a range of the population from, you know, early childhood all the way through the elderly. And I saw another unique ingredient, another component that shared a very similar type of benefit as it relates to childhood through adulthood and into the elderly populations, and became very interested in bovine colostrum and all of what it can offer in a range of areas, including immune health, gut health, among other areas that it's proven to be beneficial through the science that's been developed.
So I was unfamiliar with bovine colostrum. I'm always familiar, of course, with colostrum. Actually, you probably will do a much better job, but I knew of colostrum as the first thing the mother gave the baby that had a lot of immune supplies that kept the baby healthy till their own immunity system took over. Tell me, what is colostrum? Is that somewhat right? And correct me where I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, at Pantherix, we have colostrum 1, which we, you know, refer to as nature's superfood. And you're exactly right that colostrum comes from nature. It's the first milk produced by all mammals, both humans and animals, after giving birth. And it's designed to nourish, strengthen, and provide a range of benefits, including those to the gastrointestinal tract, as well those to the immune system following birth and onward in life through, you know, the various challenges that that are faced.
Now, bovine, it must have some application for humans, and I saw that some athletes were taking it when I looked back. What makes it special? In other words, can humans take bovine? Is it just this crazy thing that athletes do? What does it overall do?
It can be used in a range of applications or for folks that that have different needs. So I think, as you brought up initially, colostrum contains specialty lipids, proteins, bioactive compounds, and very small proteins called peptides. And these are, you know, biologically active, again, from an immune and GI health support standpoint, but also, you know, in sports nutrition, looking at, you know, muscle mass, looking at endurance. There have been quite a number of clinical trials that have been run on bovine colostrum, highly controlled clinical trials, you know, in each of these areas that look at various outcomes and benefits that are afforded by, you know, these very essential components. Again, those that, you know, are responsible for our first immunological defense in life and for our growth, development, and maturation of things like our GI tract and its function, as well, some of these other areas that I've touched on.
So, first of all, how do you obtain it? Do you get it from, I assume bovine means you get it from cows. How do you obtain it, and what processing goes into it?
Sure. We Pantherix is the largest supplier of high-quality bovine colostrum. We're the largest supplier in the world. So we have a very extensive network of dairies throughout the United States where, you know, the colostrum is collected at the farm level. It's actually frozen at the farm, and then it's transported frozen back to our facilities in Arizona and in California, and it goes through processing. So in order to pasteurize it and then ultimately put it into dry form, that allows it to be either put into capsules, tablets, powders, or sachets that are easily consumed, you know, from a consumer perspective.
So it's in powders, and does it lose any of its activity when you put it that way? In other words, I always think of proteins or of immunoglobulins as little proteins. Maybe I'm not thinking of them in the right way, but wouldn't they in pasteurization and sterilization and purification lose their potency?
Well, they're very carefully controlled through the process. So one element that we have is control over what we call standardization. So we have a reproducible, high-quality product with reproducible effects. So we control many, many different parameters, as well as, you know, obviously the nature of the colostrum that comes in. So we have analytical tools that give us a very good indication, lot to lot, product to product, and then ultimately, when we transform this from a liquid state into a dry powder, it is very stable and very usable in these forms that I mentioned, and, you know, quite remarkable in terms of, again, the outcomes in many, many clinical trials that we've seen. So, but the key in our view is standardizing and making sure, again, you've got the right components at the right levels that enable, again, the benefit.
You say there have been clinical trials, and I saw as I was doing research for this that there were clinical trials on upper respiratory infections. Tell us about those.
Yeah, there's certainly been trials with, you know, folks that have upper respiratory tract infection. And as we know, a large portion of the immune system resides in the GI tract. And there's certainly a communication mechanism between immune cells in the epithelial lining and the biome or the gut microflora. And there's this constant communication in that, you know, there's a seeking of, let's call them invaders, that may proliferate. And through the course of, you know, these trials, it's been demonstrated that bovine colostrum provides significant immune support, you know, relative to these challenges that are faced.
And so one of the things it does is decrease the upper respiratory infections by this process. What else has it been used for? Now, athletes, I suppose, use it to prevent getting colds. Do they use it for other reasons?
They do. The other thing that athletes often face, a GI distress from these elite athletes that are high performers, and even those that are, you know, not elite, often suffer with something called gut permeability. And that results in things like diarrhea and other, you know, effects through their exercise. As it relates to bovine colostrum, again, it's very supporting in terms and maintaining the GI integrity, the barrier, and helps the body support these critical structures and their functions.
More of you, the owner's manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes. what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Now, are there other studies other than, if you will, the, I guess it would be called GI and avoiding the upset, and I suppose that's due to a leaky gut. Have people used this in leaky gut syndrome?
Well, yeah, this gets to the gut permeability aspects. And again, you know, there's been a wide range of application for bovine colostrum. As you think about how it works, where it works, why it works, and compositionally what it contains, it's not surprising it has a host of benefits, you know, that certainly extend beyond immune, GI or gastrointestinal benefit, beyond those things in, you know, the elite athlete areas that I had mentioned. So, yeah, there are certainly areas that, you know, are involved in things like oral care as another example. And again, taking advantage of the components, the benefits that are possessed within bovine colostrum and that it exerts along with the body.
The animal lover in me would say, is there enough for the calves? In other words, how do you split the amount that humans get and calves get?
Yes. So typically what happens is at the farm level, the calf would get what it needs above and beyond anything that would be collected. So we would collect the excess that calves are not going to be consuming. And there is a fair amount. So as we look at what's out there, typically, you know, a cow will produce, well, the calf will consume about a third of what, you know, the cow will produce. So there's two-thirds available that can be collected and used for other purposes.
And in this two-thirds, one of the questions obviously arises, are there any drugs that does the cow get any drugs like antibiotics or things that would come out in the colostrum that we should worry about allergies or anything like that in?
No. You know, the cows are typically for what's collected. Our products are tested for things like antibiotics, among other things, to make sure that, you know, they're clearly acceptable and the highest quality for consumption. So there's rigorous testing along the way from, you know, the various early stages of when colostrum's received and all the way through the process to, again, ensure quality and safety.
We're talking with George Stagnati, Executive Vice President of Pantherics. He's talking about colostrum to increase immune function. I ran into George when he was helping me understand and get hold of, if you will, vegetarian DHA or the component, the omega-3 component of omega-3 that is so important for the brain, dexahexanoic acid, and I probably am mispronouncing that, but it is the three-letter DHA that goes with omega-3 that is good for the brain. So this is another thing you're doing to help human health, George, working on colostrum. Are there people who should avoid taking it?
There are people that are allergic to either milk or dairy should avoid colostrum. Obviously, it's sourced from, you know, cows and would be considered dairy. So that would be, you know, one of the cautions. The other would be if you're pregnant, woman's pregnant, you know, we strongly recommend that she consult with her physician.
And the I guess the other thing, the key takeaways, if we were going to say it, how widely available is this? Do you have to go to a health food store? Where do you get this from?
Sure. The product, again, is widely available as the largest manufacturer. There's extensive distribution. So if you check on Amazon or, to your point, health food stores, vitamin stores, you know, the majority of what's out is Pantherx colostrum, or what we have as a branded colostrum one product. So that would be readily available from most sources, most outlets.
And are there other animals from which colostrum is available, or is there something special about the cow or the bovine? I guess the cow and humans that make this unique, or are there other animals that this has been tried in?
Yes, there are other species that produce colostrum. I think the key is, you know, given our size and our scale, it would be the collection and making sure that, you know, there's available supply in very large supply to address the needs of the market and the various applications that it goes into. So, you know, bovine is, you know, widely available given the cow population in the United States. So it's very commercially viable in terms of producing colostrum. And again, looking at its components, it has a lot of similarities, as you might expect, in terms of nutritional composition and other to most sources of colostrum. So it's a very rich source of nutrition as well, immune factors and other components that, again, exert the benefit that we see in the body.
And the is there any chance the supply will run out? In other words, as long as we have cows, is there plenty of colostrum for all of us?
There is plenty, and you know, we certainly have significant capacity to produce. We have an extensive network throughout the U.S. in terms of our ability to collect colostrum, and there are many, many more cows that we can collect from. So, you know, there's significant supply opportunity for various needs, markets. We supply product globally, and as I say, there's plenty more opportunity to continue to grow this as we see these various applications growing for the benefits it brings.
And so to summarize, there are various uses for this. It looks like it's to improve immune health and to increase your both gut immunity and maybe upper respiratory immunity or fighting colds. I don't suppose this has been tried against the flu or even the novel coronavirus, has it yet, or have there been clinical trials on that?
Not that I'm aware of at this point, as far as controlled trials. You know, certainly, again, from an immune health, immune support standpoint, it would be beneficial for most to take products where you would see some immune benefit. Again, looking at the nature of how it works, where it works, and how it helps the body from a gut standpoint, and that relationship between gut and immune system would benefit, you know, most folks out there that would like to see or have an immune benefit from this product. So, I mean, in terms of additional things, it certainly aids in the uptake and the metabolism of, you know, necessary nutrients, supports and maintains, as we talk about, the GI and immune system, and maintains, you know, as we see it, a balanced gut microflora or gut ecosystem that, again, works hand-in-hand with the immune system. So, again, having, you know, the product taken and supporting, maintaining, and building, you know, these aspects really support overall health. Again, not unlike what you had mentioned up front, as we saw some of the key benefits with things like DHA, you know, from that standpoint, truly beneficial nutrients that can make a difference.
We've been talking with George Stagnati, who's the Executive Vice President of Pantherx, PanTherx. They make bovine colostrum, which seems to improve immune function in randomized controlled trials on the gut, especially in people with leaky gut, and in upper respiratory infections. So when I was looking at things that might improve immune function overall, that is things that we can all use to help fight, that is colds, GI distress, and other similar problems, I saw this story on bovine colostrum and was intrigued when I went through it. There were some randomized studies. That's why I contacted George and found out that he had moved from the DHA production to bovine colostrum production. George, thanks very, very much. I should tell everyone that our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. You can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. You can discover vitamins and supplements personalized to your need and in a pack, easy to take morning and evening. And if you go to mypersona.com and go /Roizen, you get a 50% discount on your first order. mypersona.com /Roizen. This has been number 987B of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Joe, thank you for great engineering. Thank you, George, for coming on, and especially you, the listeners, for downloading us. We'll be back next week with another news of the week and what it means to you especially, as well as wonderful and informative new guests like George. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week.